Report, Channel migrants threaten to throw their children into the water to keep French away. By Jack Montgomery on May 29, 2020. Illegal migrants crossing the English Channel in small boats threaten to drown themselves or their children in order to keep French ships back, according to reports. Migrants from coronavirus-infected camps on the French coast have been crossing the English Channel in record numbers, with many seemingly being escorted into British territorial waters by French ships rather than intercepted and turned around. The British government, which has paid the French government millions of pounds to stop migrants from using their country as a launch pad to Britain, has defended this state of affairs, exposed by Brexit leader-turned-investigative reporter Nigel Farage, on grounds that the French authorities allegedly cannot intercept the migrants' request assistance under international law, and that the British authorities, similarly, cannot turn the boats around but must bring them the rest of the way to England to lodge their bogus asylum claims. Many members of the public are skeptical of these explanations, given the Australians implemented a successful policy of turning back migrant boats years ago. But new reports reveal the French have claimed a new excuse for not intercepting migrants, as the individuals apparently threaten to throw themselves or their children overboard if their ships get too close. When rigid-hulled inflatable dinghies are approached by French patrol vessels, the migrants threaten to jump overboard or throw their children into the water to prevent officials from helping them, reported Richard Fort, home correspondent for The Times, on Thursday. The French have little option but to back off and shadow the boats until they are close to a UK border force vessel, he suggested. It seems clear, however, that migrants behaving in this manner would be committing a variety of crimes under international law and the domestic laws of both Britain and France, and yet neither country has given any indication that it is arresting the illegal migrants crossing to Britain for such acts. It also remains unclear why the migrants could not, once picked up by the UK border force or received on shore, still be sent back to France, as the international conventions against so-called pushbacks are not legally binding. Home Secretary Priti Patel is planning to bring in new laws after Britain leaves the EU to make it easier to return cross-channel migrants to France, according to The Telegraph. The wording of the report, perhaps unintentionally, exposes the illusory nature of Brexit, which technically took place in January, at present. As while Britain remains in the present transition period with the EU, it remains a member state in all but name, still subject to the bloc's laws, judges, trade policy, and migration regime. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.